want, toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Hey, the website features include our mobile site. So for those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to our live streams there, and the podcast. That's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. So in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about a lady who worked for a court until she was fired. 70-something years old, I believe.
70 years old.
70 years old.
Great-grandmother. For 34 years.
Right. So she learned a thing or two in her time at the court system, and she was willing to help a man who was in jail for, in prison, for basically his whole life, for some robbery charges and a rape charge, or multiple rape charges.
Was a rape and a forcible sodomy and another robbery.
So this guy always claimed he never performed the rape, and he demanded the chance to have DNA testing done. Ultimately, those demands were denied by the judge twice.
Denied twice.
Over years, actually. He waited a couple of years after the first denial and then tried again, was denied again. And then finally, when his sister was helping him in this, was yes. in the courthouse, she was talking with this lady who's working as a clerk at the court, who gave her a case that was a similar case where someone else had requested a DNA test and
public
it was
information.
Approved. Right, and it was approved. So had the woman known to look for this case in the first place, she would have been able to get the info. There was no breach of a secret document or anything like that. But ultimately, the court found out that this old lady had helped this young lady get this information that ultimately did lead to her brother being freed from prison.
Yes.
Because he didn't commit the rape, and that's what the DNA test ultimately found out. But one of my questions was, how did they find out that this court clerk was involved in the first place to fire her? Because they fired her over this.
That's a very good question, and hopefully that answer is provided in the next four paragraphs.
Well, I believe you said that it was, because they were monitoring some phone calls.
Yes. Byrne fired Ms. Snyder on June 27th, telling her that she had violated several court rules by providing assistance to Nelson and talking about aspects of the case, even while under seal, to attorneys not involved in the matter. The judge's dismissal letter cites numerous recorded phone conversations between Donnell and Nelson in which they discussed Snyder's efforts, including the document she provided that Nelson used in his successful DNA motion.
Byrne, so this was wrote, the conversations between the guy in prison and his sister?
Yes.
Which would have been recorded by the jail?
Most likely, yes.
So
it's not like they're tapping phones here.
Right.
I mean, more than usual.
So the jail people just decided to give this info over to the court? How did they end up connecting is one of the things I want to know. I don't know if it goes into those details. Somehow
the
they
judge
got that
wrote,
info.
The document you chose, in effect, your recommendation for a motion for DNA testing that would likely be successful in this division, but it was clearly improper and a violation of Canon 7, which warns against the risk of offering an opinion or suggested course of action. Court spokeswoman...
Apparently the risk in this case is somebody gets out of jail who didn't belong there.
Right. Court spokeswoman Valerie Hartman said Byrne and other court officials would not comment on the story for a number of legal and ethical reasons, in addition to it being a personnel matter. Nelson's attorney, O'Sullivan, also declined to comment. Snyder said, I lent an ear to his sister, and maybe I did wrong, but if it was my brother, I would go to every resource I could possibly find. I think I might have been an answer to his prayers.
Maybe she just told somebody in the courtroom.
Maybe so somebody unlikely. Overheard.
Yeah. It just seems so unlikely that they would just, let's order up all the phone conversations from the jail that have to do with this one prisoner.
Maybe it was
all.
A thing where the prosecutor thought, hey, wait a second, this guy's already requested this twice. How did he get it right? Because he was so totally wrong the first couple of times. Mm-hmm. How did he get it right?
And then they just go in and listen to all of his phone conversations?
Oh, he cited this court case, and then maybe they went and asked everybody that worked in the court's office, hey, did you happen to tell people about this court case?
And she's probably really honest.
But I think it was her.
Yep.
That could be a possibility, is certainly somebody, talking, when she was getting awful buddy-buddy with the sister there. Or, let's face it, jail conversations tend to be rather short because they're expensive and they're limited to 15 minutes.
Hmm.
Also,
not always true.
What do you mean?
It depends on the jail. Like, if you are at a jail...
He's not in jail. He's in prison.
Excuse me. The Manchester jail, I know, there's a 10-minute limit, I think, on a conversation. But at Cheshire, you can just keep talking if you get the money in the account.
So different jails have different rules on how long one can talk. And they're expensive. They're really expensive to make these calls. It's probable... I mean, I didn't call my mom, but maybe once a week, maybe twice, once every other week or even further. I mean, it would be rare for me to call a friend more than a few times a year because I knew that it was costly. So if these were 15-minute conversations over the course of 8 months, then you're talking about 2 hours worth of audio. The prosecutor could have said, I want to know. I'm going to order up all that audio. Somebody burn it to a disc for me. When you have one of the clerks burn it to a disc so I can play it in my car. And it wouldn't take too many days of driving back and forth to work, listening to the audio. And you get to, I mean, it's kind of creepy and fun to listen in on people's phone conversations. So here you have the opportunity to listen to people talking. And then he runs across it, and there you go. Or it's she. I don't know what the prosecutor's mail or I doubt those conversations are being had.
Not with the sister, but probably with somebody.
It could be.
All right, so they fired this lady. She has pretty much no recourse in this because she did violate the court rules.
She admits that she violated the court rules and says she would do it again,
which makes her a hero in that particular case. So good on her. Another hero would be Glenn Greenwald. We discussed in detail in hour number one how his friend, or boyfriend, David Miranda, lover, partner, etc., was stopped at Heathrow Airport by the police and interrogated and held for 9 full hours under the Terrorism Act. But that's not all. There's breaking news about The Guardian, which is where Glenn Greenwald works. Because we were giving Glenn Greenwald a lot of credit, and he deserves it, for putting his own freedom on the line and taking a risk. I mean, who knows what else they're going to end up doing to him, or in this case, his boyfriend. But I also think it's important to recognize The Guardian itself as an organization and all of the editors and the people that essentially give Glenn Greenwald that place where he can reveal this information. Those people are also taking some level of risk. And as you might imagine, the government goons are going to bring pressure down on them, too. Because if they can pressure The Guardian to stop Greenwald or to prevent Greenwald from having an outlet, they will do what they can in that area. Now, of course, Greenwald could just start his own blog or go somewhere else. He used to work for Slate, then he went to The Guardian, and so he would probably pop up somewhere else. But they are turning up the pressure on The Guardian. This story published about an hour and a half ago at Reuters. The editor of The Guardian, a major outlet for revelations based on the leaks from former U.S. intelligence contractor Ed Snowden, says the British government has threatened legal action against the newspaper unless it either destroyed the classified documents or handed them back to British authorities. In an article posted in the British newspaper's website on Monday, Guardian editor Alan Rusbridger said that a month ago, after the newspaper had published several stories based on Snowden's material, a British official advised him, quote, "You've had your fun. Now we want the stuff back," unquote. After further talks with the government, Rusbridger said that two security experts from government communications headquarters, the British equivalent of the NSA, visited the Guardian's London offices. Now get this. In the building's basement, Rusbridger wrote, government officials watched as computers which contained material provided by Snowden were physically pulverized.
Wow.
So they went into the basement of the Guardian newspaper and the government goons made them destroy their own computers. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue the story here in moments. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you bring up whatever you'd like. If you dial toll-free to 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. Those features do include archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, no problem. Just go click and download and get as many episodes as you'd like for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who charge you for their sites, ours is free. So enjoy it at freetalklive.com.
If you want to get into Bitcoins, the place you're going to have to go first is blockchain.info. Blockchain.info offers pretty much the best online Bitcoin wallet out there. Not only can you download their app and use it on an Android or an iPhone and then have access to the same account on both a computer and a and on your Android phone, and you want to generate, by the way, the addresses on the computer as opposed to the Android phone. But they have encryption techniques in the encrypt right in the browser that prevent blockchain or the FBI or even the NSA from ever having access to your money. If you're careful, they can't know how much money you're sending or receiving out of your blockchain account. And the wallet even has tools that easily allow you to send and receive your bitcoins anonymously. If you're ready and you believe it's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users, get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
We're talking about a disturbing story. It's a follow-up on the Guardian piece we were discussing earlier about how Glenn Greenwald has had his lover targeted by the authorities in the UK. He was detained for 9 full hours and interrogated. We can talk actually more about his interrogation and some of the things that they were demanding that he, what sort of information they were looking for. But the other news here is Reuters reporting from the Guardian's own publisher. This is the editor of, the editor of The Guardian, Alan Rusbridger, wrote a piece recently explaining that after talks with the government over a while, more closer to when the Snowden material hit, Rusbridger said that government officials came into the offices of The Guardian. They went into the basement and then watched as computers which contained material provided by Ed Snowden were physically pulverized. Rusbridger says one of the officials joked at the time, quote, "We can call off the black helicopters." The Guardian's decision to publicize the government threat and the newspaper's assertion that it can continue reporting on the Snowden revelations from outside of Britain appears to be the latest step in an escalating battle between the news media and governments over reporting of secret surveillance programs. And then they go on to talk about what happened to Glenn Greenwald's lover.
So the government of Great Britain sent government agents to The Guardian to have them, to basically threaten them into destroying a couple of laptops down in the basement.
Yeah, I'm not clear what what computers were destroyed, but some computers were pulverized, as it is described here.
Wow, I sincerely hope all the information isn't gone.
Oh, come on, of course. Rusbridger
is gone?
No, of course not.
Okay.
What kind of fool would put all this information in one place? I mean, if you were given the data that Ed Snowden gave you, you'd be a fool to not immediately distribute multiple copies and have multiple copies of those distributed to multiple people.
This is just a safe assumption here, but I'm guessing that The Guardian, like most other places that have multiple computers and multiple people working on said computers, have some sort of a network and a network drive or a server drive that everything gets sent to. So even if they did destroy 7 computers, they didn't destroy where all of the information is stored.
The cat's out of the bag at this point. Rusbridger, in his article on The Guardian's website, said...
Have you ever tried to put a cat back in a bag?
That despite the destruction...
I've never tried to put a cat in a bag before letting it out of the bag.
Despite the destruction of the computers in London, he told British officials that due to the nature of international collaborations among journalists, it would remain possible for media organizations to take advantage of the most permissive legal environments. Henceforth, he said The Guardian did not have to do our reporting from London. A source familiar with the matter said that this meant British authorities were on notice that The Guardian was likely to continue to report on the Snowden revelations from outside of British government jurisdiction. Rusbridger said that in meetings with
Guardians moving to the Channel Islands.
In meetings with British officials before the computers were destroyed, he told them The Guardian could not do its journalistic duty if it gave in to the government's requests. In response, he wrote, a government official told him the newspaper had already achieved the aim of sparking a debate on government surveillance. "You've had your debate. There's no need to write any more," the unnamed official was quoted as saying.
The Channel Islands is within the UK jurisdiction.
Is it? Because I thought that they...
Archipelago in the United Kingdom. It is part of the Commonwealth.
It's at least semi-autonomous.
It's still part of the Commonwealth.
Already.
The Queen is the head of the state, and thus the British government has free will to do what they want. Just like Canada. Canadians get really annoyed when you tell them that they're not actually from an independent country.
So this is getting, more shocking news, I think, for a lot of people who maybe are new to the show. look, these guys were doing their job and reporting on news that is international in its importance, and they were targeted by the British gang, the British government guys, and forced to destroy their material. That's pretty disturbing stuff.
It's pretty weird stuff. I mean, I could just see the men in black showing up, dragging you down to the basement and telling you, beat up this computer, because we can't destroy the computer in front of you. You've got to do it. What kind of weird thing is that to make you destroy your own computers?
Yep.
Want this computer destroy there, Phoebe? You destroy it.
Mutula is in Washington. You can call in about whatever's on your mind. Hey, Mutula.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey.
What's on your mind?
I was listening to you earlier, about an hour ago, and you were talking about how the guy who stopped listening and, you know what I'm saying, he canceled his account or whatnot, and that's the reason I listened to you, because you talked about, you know what I'm saying, you said you call all people who dropped their account and ask them, what's up, you know what I'm saying, everything good, whatnot. That's really cool, man.
Oh, you're talking that's about really the cool. The Free Talk Live AMP program. Yes.
That's what you were talking about. Yeah. But I like to listen to it, because I get it for free, you know what I'm saying? I can understand maybe $5 ain't really much, you know what I'm saying? If you could pay for it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand what you were saying in that sense, too. It's just $5, and you weren't really missing it, you know? You weren't listening to the show, but I listen to you guys religiously.
The $5 is mostly the trouble of going through and doing what it takes to be an amper. You know, there's kind of sort of online paperwork. I don't know what to describe it. You know, things you got to do to be an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com.
The sign-up process.
Yeah, the sign-up process.
It's not lengthy.
It's not
difficult.
Terrible, but I mean, you know, people
you have
people
to put
have
your
lives,
name in.
Right?
You have to put your credit card number in or your PayPal info
really
or whatever.
Cool, man. I like the Liberty Beat, the Victimless Crime Spree. All that stuff is really cool. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
But let me tell you what's going on in Washington, bro.
Please.
They're trying to license our bicycles now. You know,
licensed bicycles? Now hold up. Is this just Seattle or is it the whole state?
Well, it starts within the city, and you know what I'm saying.
It's an important question, right? Because it could just be a city ordinance, in which case it would not affect the rest of Washington. But if you want to tell us more, stand by, Mutula. 855-450-FREE. We'll see if we can dig up some news on this as well. Of course,
you don't need to go too far. Keene has bicycle licenses, too.
They're not mandatory, as I understand it, though. 855-450-FREE. Of course, that's how a lot of this stuff starts. It'll be voluntary to begin with, but then later it'll become mandatory. So we'll learn more here in moments from Mutula, or your calls as well about what you want. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you there. Lots of stuff all completely free. So enjoy freetalklive.com. Listening options, we've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. They're available live 7 days per week, 24 hours a day. I say the streams are live. That means that they're always streaming. There are only 3 hours per day of live content on the Free Talk Live streams. The other 21 hours are the same 3 hours repeated over and over again, so you hear the latest episode all day long on our Free Talk Live streams. Of course, if you want a whole bunch of episodes going back for years, you can just download as many archives as you like. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about our live streams, our over 125 great radio stations, our satellite listening choices, our webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. All kinds of different ways to get tuned in to Free Talk Live. Go to listen.freetalklive.com for more.
What's it worth it to you to lose some weight? I've got to say, I was having a lot of trouble taking off some weight, and after I'd quit smoking, I just didn't really know what to do. I didn't have the time to do a whole bunch of extra exercising as far as changing my diet goes. I just wasn't really interested in doing that either. So between those two things, it makes it kind of difficult. I found a product called Axia 30, and I've managed to lose 10 pounds so far without doing anything different. And that's a pretty nice way to go. I was almost 200 pounds. I'd like to get down to 175, so I'm getting on to almost halfway there. And if you're interested in trying Axia 30, because it's worked for me, 800-543-6613. They've got a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight, you can get your money back. This is Chamonix. It's a company that's been around for a long time. You've heard them advertise many times on the on talk radio, if you're familiar with talk radio. And they're known for their all-natural products. It won't make you jittery. 800-543-6613 for Axia 30. And if you call right now, you can get a free month of Axia 30 with your order. It's 800-543-6613.
Let's go back to Matula. He's in Washington. Matula, you say they're going to be doing bike, was it licenses?
No, or registration? To, man. About 7-8 months ago, they put forth some legislation to try to do some registration on bikes. You know, and then there's like thousands and thousands of bike riders in Seattle, and they shut it down really fast. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know how the man works. He'll make an incident happen. There was a guy on TV today. I swear he was an actor. He said somebody jumped in a bike and jumped off a bike, punched him in his face, drove away, and now he wants everybody to be licensed on their bicycle.
So just to clarify, there's a lot of legal terminology being thrown around here. Are you talking about a bicycle license, which would be a permit to operate a bicycle, or are you talking about a bicycle tag and registration, wherein one would have to have a tag, some sort of a plate on their bicycle?
They got to crawl before they could walk. You know what I'm saying? They got to see how much we can put up with. They're going to try to tag us first, and then You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
So that's the proposal. The proposal is that they have a license plate for bicycles, and you're saying this is just Seattle, or this is state? This is state law being proposed.
It's actually city law right now.
City ordinance.
But you know what I'm.
Got
city
it.
Ordinance. But you know what I'm saying? Seattle is a moneymaker around here, so whatever Seattle does, the other cities do it.
It's certainly possible that other cities will look at that and they'll, if it's successful in Seattle, they'll borrow the bureaucracy.
Exactly. That's how all the other laws work, bro. That's how all the laws
work. Cut and paste. Just change the name of the town and then just paste it into wherever you want to add.
So a couple of thoughts on these bicycle license plates and some of the problems is, A, bicycles are much more dependent on aerodynamics than cars are.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to pedal that thing, and aerodynamics matter to me as a bicyclist more than they matter to me as
it's going to slow you down a little bit.
A little bit. Secondarily, how do you hang this thing on the bicycle? Is it...
They'll come up with something.
Right. Do you have to have a bracket? Really? Now, do I have to go out and purchase a bicycle license plate bracket, or is it just hang there
Most bicycles now have a little extra screw thing back by the rear reflector to where you can put on one of the little vanity plates that just says, like, mark.
So can it be stolen easily? This is
anything can be stolen easily if it can be removed with a screw.
Well, license plates aren't being stolen all over the country.
They're not, but they could be. I could go out and steal your license plate during
the next break. That's pretty true. How you going to park your bike? Yeah, exactly.
Right, and the other aspect of this is are they going to identify... Because a license plate is identified by the type of car it's on. My car is a black Honda Element 2005, and if my license plate is on some other car and it gets run, that person's in big trouble because it's clearly not the same car. But a bicycle, is it going to have to be a red bicycle? Is it going to identify the make of the bicycle?
Here's the big question. If you report it stolen, were the cops full of gun on them?
Will they pull a gun on the thief? Is that what you're asking?
Oh, yeah. You know when you report a car stolen, the cops come out. It's standard routine. They come out with their guns drawn.
If they find that car.
Yeah,
they don't pull the gun on the person that called and said somebody stole my car.
if somebody stole your bike and they found your bike, would they pull the gun on you too?
Well, I highly doubt they're going to put as much effort. First of all, they probably don't put that much effort into finding a stolen car. And secondly, they're probably going to put even less effort in to finding a stolen bicycle.
But it's
interesting.
About their standard procedure, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and then they'll shoot any dogs that happen to be around.
Matula, when was this proposed?
It's like 6-7 months ago.
Okay.
But they're really trying to push it. They had some clown on TV today said, I was driving in my car, and some guy on the bike jumped out, and he punched me in my face, and I want everybody to be whoop-de-whoop. That's propaganda. I understand that, how they do that. It's like a stage shooting. It's the same thing. He looked so – I didn't believe him at all.
The Google searches that I'm doing shows that this was originally proposed back in 2008, and nothing has happened.
Yeah, but they did it like 6 months ago. Now they keep going. They keep digging.
So when you say they did it, they're just proposing it. It hasn't actually gone through.
No, they're using the media to
they're pushing
to make
it.
People. You know what I mean? They're using the media to like make it an issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Mutula, thanks really for the heads up on that. Keep us in the loop. Let us know if anything develops. We're looking, thank you, by the way, for the call, looking online for information about this, and there isn't much as of recent on this. As you said, 2008, I see another one here, an editorial
2010.
From 2010, while why bicycle licenses make no sense from SeattleMet.com. So apparently this has been a discussion on the table for quite a while there, and it's something that is disturbing, but it's yet another example of how the government will continue to reach. They don't ever stop in their amount of control that they want to exercise over your life and your property.
And I could be wrong, but I think that one of the Twin Cities in Minnesota has some sort of bicycle registration, and they put it's some sort of like ownership tag thing that gets folded over one of the bars in the middle.
Okay.
So it's sort of where most of the drink holders are on, like, the mountain bikes. There's a little tag that gets put on the bike, so it's hard to remove without damaging the bike or damaging that registration.
So why not shoes? Why don't we license shoes? Most robberies
don't give them ideas.
Most armed robberies include people in shoes. People do purse snatchings in shoes.
I wear flip flops, so therefore I'm excluded from shoe registration.
We can take a Sharpie and then write your shoe license numbers on the back of your flip flops.
But flip-flops are not shoes.
Well, we're just going to have to... Well, sorry, flip-flops just aren't going to work anymore. You're going to have to wear your license number on the back of your shirt.
I will go shoeless.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. And, of course, there are a number of people who are writing against this and speaking against this idea, and they have all kinds of reasons why their hobby shouldn't be made regulated. 855-450-FREE, but who stood up for the automobiles and said, hey, we don't need to have government tags for these things?
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6000. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you'd like. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. In the remaining moments here, we will take your calls about anything if you make them. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. So feel free to get on the air here and talk about whatever is on your mind. For the most part, the show tonight has been focusing on The Guardian and their Glenn Greenwald, his boyfriend in this case, was targeted by the UK government goons. He was withheld from his freedom, detained for 9 hours, the maximum amount of time the Terrorism Act allows one to be detained at an airport, and then finally released where he arrived in Brazil, which apparently, by the way, is where Glenn Greenwald lives. So even though Greenwald is working for The Guardian, he's doing it internationally. He doesn't actually live in the UK, which is probably a good thing. I didn't realize that that was the case until tonight. So that's one of the reasons why the UK government goons haven't gotten their hands on him, is because he's not there. But they did go into the offices of The Guardian and demanded that The Guardian people destroy computers with the files from Edward Snowden on them, as described by the editor of The Guardian, his name Alan Rusbridger. He describes in a lengthy piece on his website called David Miranda, Schedule 7 and the Danger That All Reporters Now Face. He says that in one of the more bizarre moments in The Guardian's long history, two GCHQ security experts overseeing the destruction of hard drives in The Guardian's basement, just to make sure there was nothing in the mangled bits of metal which could possibly be of any interest to passing Chinese agents, said we can call off the black helicopters, one joked as we swept up the remains of a MacBook Pro. One of the white the goons from the government, Mr. Whitehall, was satisfied, but it felt like a peculiarly pointless piece of symbolism that understood nothing about the digital age. I mean, it really is ridiculous. These government goons coming around smashing computers, or in this case demanding that the Guardian smash their own computers, apparently. Smashing computers is, you know, essentially the technological equivalent of using a club to bash up some sort of printing operation. But this, in this case, it's not effective because they can copy this information at will. It has likely already been copied at will. So, as he says, it's symbolic, if nothing else. I mean, they haven't stopped the information from getting out. It's already too late. The information is there. It has likely been copied several times. This act of violence, this act of destruction of this MacBook Pro or whatever other computers they destroyed or flash drives they demolished has done nothing except make them look even more ridiculous.
And probably scare some people. I mean, it does have kind of that thug feel to it. You know, the
Yeah.
The gangsters go in the store and break a few things.
I think the gangsters would have asked for payoff before destroying everything in the basement.
I'm sure that the thugs would have gone ahead if they would have turned over whatever the encrypted information they wanted, given them the assurances that it didn't exist anymore. They would have probably walked out without the computer smashing.
No, I'm not saying that the mafia would have said, just give us the information. The mafia would have said, give us the money, and we'd really like the information.
Okay.
These thugs, you can't pay off these thugs to not destroy your stuff.
That's probably true.
Well, if they did say all of the information is on this flash drive, they still would have destroyed stuff because they're not going to trust that you put everything on one drive.
Well, plus it feels good to go and destroy something, right?
Yes.
So, if they had actually destroyed a printing press in, the 20th century or something, or the 19th century, then that would have been a pretty detrimental thing, right? Like for whatever newspaper that would have been or publishing company for them to have their printing press destroyed. But now, you've smashed a laptop computer? Well, there's thousands more computers out there. There's millions or billions of flash drives. There's all kinds of people with internet access. The Wikipedia just released their 400 gigabytes of insurance files.
WikiLeaks.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Wikipedia.
So WikiLeaks releases 400 gigabytes of information via torrent, which means that anybody out there can go, and if you want to, you can download their 400 gigabytes of information. You can be one of the many people who are now holding on to this information. So it's just such an old, dated way of attempting to control people, and it's too late. These government gangsters don't even seem to understand. I mean, what are they doing?
Just following orders.
Right, it just makes them look even worse. It makes their legitimacy even more tenuous. But he goes on with his explanation in this piece. He says that it felt particularly pointless in this digital age. We will continue to do patient, painstaking reporting on the Snowden documents. We just won't do it in London. The seizure of Miranda's laptop, phones, hard drives, and camera, that's the boyfriend of Glenn Greenwald, they took all of his equipment, will similarly have no effect on Greenwald's work. Well, actually, he's wrong because Greenwald stated it'll have an effect. It'll have an effect to making Greenwald focus more on releasing more damning information about the UK's NSA.
Maybe he just made it will have no negative effect.
Right. Now he's pissed because they picked on his lover. The state that is building such a formidable apparatus of surveillance will do its best to prevent journalists from reporting on it. Most journalists can see that, but I wonder how many have truly understood the absolute threat to journalism implicit in the idea of total surveillance, when or if it comes, and increasingly, it looks like when. We're not there yet, says the editor of The Guardian, but it may not be long before it will be impossible for journalists to have confidential sources. We've seen them under attack here in the U.S. with multiple journalists being prosecuted for protecting their sources, so that's certainly the case.
I think it very well could be. Journalists are just going to have to step up their game. The fact is that now we need... Now we need sources to use encrypted...
Crypto journalists, yeah.
You use encrypted sources that I don't know who you are. Somebody can... I've got... if somebody sends me something or other with their private key, I can do that whole, PGP thing with them. And if they want to release information through me, I can do that without ever knowing who they are.
Well, one of the important things is that you did know who Edward Snowden was, right? Because then
that's
you
important.
Could verify the story.
Yeah, sure.
Most reporting, he says, indeed, most human life in 2013 leaves too much of a digital fingerprint. Those colleagues who denigrate Snowden or say reporters should trust the state to know best may one day have a cruel awakening. One day it will be their reporting, their cause under attack. But at least reporters now know to stay away from Heathrow transit lounges.
And who was it that said that people should trust the state? You mean the same state that sits there and lies to you about the fact that they're not doing things? The same state that sits there and lies to the legislative body under oath saying, oh no, it's just a few mistakes. It's not that many, it's just a few. And then it turns out to be 2,776 just from offices in one area of the country in a 12-month period.
Miranda, by the way, David Miranda, the partner of Glenn Greenwald, has now spoken since his shakedown, his harrowing shakedown in the Heathrow airport. In an article at The Guardian, he has been interviewed now that he's returned to Rio de Janeiro. He said that the authorities in the UK had pandered to the US in trying to intimidate him and force him to reveal the passwords to his computer and mobile phone. He says they were threatening me all the time and saying I would be put in jail if I didn't cooperate. They treated me, and by the way, cops can lie to you. They can tell as many lies as they want to get you to do what they want you to do. They treated me, he says, like I was a criminal or someone about to attack the UK. It was exhausting and frustrating, but I knew I wasn't doing anything wrong. Miranda is a Brazilian national who lives with Greenwald in Rio, was held for the maximum time permitted, which was 9 full hours. During that time, he was not allowed to call his partner, who is a qualified lawyer in the U.S., nor was he given an interpreter, despite being promised one, because he felt uncomfortable speaking in a second language. He says, I was in a different country with different laws in a room with 7 agents, 7-on-1, coming and going, who kept asking me questions. I thought anything could happen. I thought I might be detained for a very long time. He was on his way back from Berlin, and they go on here. His carry-on bags were searched. Police confiscated a computer, 2 pen drives, external hard drive, and several other electronic items.
And he doesn't have them back?
Including his game. No, of course not.
Wow.
No, they're going to look through all that stuff.
They just took them a couple days ago.
I expected him to get them back when he got out at 9 hours, I guess, is what I
Jason
expected.
Jason Talley still hasn't received his camera back from the Cheshire County Sheriff's. And that case ended, what, a year and a half ago?
2 years ago, yeah, because Talley was arrested in the courthouse when I was having one of my hearings for my court trial, which ended over 2 years ago. So, yeah, it's been about 2 years now since they confiscated Jason's camera.
Right, but the actual case, the hearing where they dropped the charges was about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's about right.
You go camp out on their doorstep until you can get your camera back.
Our friend Garrett Ian just got his camera back
after 6 weeks
for a month and a half, which is relatively speedy for government work. And I imagine he will be posting that video, so keep your eyes open at freekeen.com for that. I expect it'll be up there at some point. So we'll be back tomorrow night, unless the government intervenes. See you then. freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You gotta keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.